Kupita evam,
Ashapan kupita evam,
Yuvam vasan nachar hataha,
Yuvam vasan nachar hataha,
Rajastamobhyam rahite,
Rajastamobhyam rahite,
Padamule madhudvishaha,
Padamule madhudvishaha,
Papishtam asurim yonim,
Papishtam asurim yonim,
Valishao Mashpataha, Ashapam Kupita Evam,
Ashapam Kupita Evam,
Yuvam Vasam Nacharataha,
Yuvam Vasam Nacharataha,
Rajastamobhyam Rahite,
Rajastamobhyam Rahite,
Paramule Matudushaha,
Paramule Matudushaha,
Papishtam Asuhim Yonim,
Ashapam kupita evam,
Ashapam kupita evam,
Yuvam vasanacharataha,
Yuvam vasanacharataha,
Rajastamobhyam rahite,
Rajastamobhyam rahite,
Adamule
madhubhishaha,
Abhishtam
asurim yonim,
Vashyam
Ashapam kupita evam,
Yuvam vasam
karataha, Ashapam,
Ashapam,
cursed,
Kupita,
being full of anger,
Evam,
thus,
Yuvam,
you too,
Vasam,
residence,
Na,
not,
Cha,
and,
Arhataha,
to serve.
Serve.
Rajat tamo bhyam.
Rajas tamo bhyam.
From passion and ignorance.
From passion and ignorance.
Rohite.
Rohite.
Free.
Free.
Padamule.
Padamule.
At the lotus feet.
At the lotus feet.
Madhudvishaha.
Madhudvishaha.
Of Vishnu.
Of Vishnu.
The slayer of the Madhu demon.
Slayer of the Madhu demon.
Papishtam.
Papishtam.
Most sinful.
Most sinful.
Asurim.
Asurim.
Demoniac.
Demoniac.
Yonin.
Yonin.
Your womb.
Your womb.
Balisha.
Balisha.
O you two fools.
O you two fools.
Yatam.
Yatam.
Go.
Go.
Ashu.
Ashu.
Quickly hereafter.
Quickly hereafter.
Ataha,
therefore.
Thus checked by the doorkeepers Jai and Vijay, Sanandana and the other great sages very angrily cursed them. You two foolish doorkeepers, they said, being agitated by the material qualities of passion and ignorance, you are unfit to live at the shelter of Manvisha's lotus feet. Are free from such modes. It would be better for you to go immediately to the material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. Om Gan Kimirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahitam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sadivam Shadvaitam, Shavatutam, Vrijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Shagana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Patanscha, He Krishna Kurana Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashadhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vamsha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripasintho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ashupan, Kupita, Evam, Yuvam, Vasam, Rajar, Taha, Rajastamo, Pyam, Mahite, Padam, Mule, Madhud, Vishaha, Papishtam, Asurim, Yoni, Padishav, Yatam, Ashpataha. The Kumars cursed the two doorkeepers, the Vasam, Rajar, you're not fit to live here. Rajastamobhyam rahite padamule madhudvishva. Because everyone who lives here in Vaikuntha is free from the modes of passion and ignorance. And I believe it's the second canto, there's a verse like that, that in the Vaikuntha planets there's no influence of ignorance or passion, and no influence of goodness, and the inhabitants of that world are worshipped both by the demigods and by the demons. Tamas Vena Siddhar Nivasta Bhuvatam. Same thing. The Lord's abode is free from the material modes of nature. So how is it that you guys are here? You're obviously affected by these lower modes. Otherwise, you wouldn't have tried to keep us out. So how is it that you're at the lotus feet of Madhudvisha, the personality of Godhead? And the Jarnata, you don't belong here. So, Papishtam Asurim Yonim. Better you take away the sinful families. Ashu, right away. And Balisho means foolish, but it's a very interesting word. It means childish. So the Kumaras, although they have the forms of young boys, children, they're great sages. And although these doorkeepers are great Dwarapalas, four-armed Vaikuntha Murtis, the Kumaras are saying to them, "You're childish. You're childish fools, Balisha." So, down. Evam shaptau svapavanat patantau tau kripalupi proktau punar janmapir ban tripir lokaya golpatan. While Jayan Vijay, thus cursed by the sages, were fallen to the material world, they were addressed as follows by the same sages, who were very kind to them. O doorkeepers, after three births, you will be able to return to your positions in Vaikuntha, for then the duration of the curse will have ended. Kripaluhi, they were merciful. Even the curse was mercy, and the curse had a limited duration also. It's not this eternal flames, eternal hellfire and brimstone, but three births, then you can come back. Vidyate tau dite putra daichadana papandito hiranyakashipur jeshto hiranyaksho nujastataha. These two associates of the Lord, Jai and Vijay, later descended to the material world, taking birth as the two sons of Diti, Hiranyakashipu being the elder, and Hiranyaksha the younger. They were very much respected by the Daityas and Danavas, demoniac species. So, Daitya Danava Bandito, worshipped by the Daityas and the Danavas. That's there, that the people worship different people according to their own realizations. The Prabhupada points that out. He's discussing, I believe, the word of Mahatma, and he has different people are accepted as different as Mahatmas according to their own realization. So some people accept the politician as Mahatma. Others accept mundane philanthropists as Mahatmas. Others accept great fruitive workers as great souls, Mahatmas. Others impersonalists, others devotees, according to their own understanding. So, Daitya Danava Vandito. The Daityas and Danavas worship such persons as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. We were hearing that the other day, that the materialists practically, who was giving that? the Tadvija Maharaj was saying, that the materialists practically worship their ideas of demigods, some rock star or some politician. Prabhupada mentioned that during the Second World War, there was some gentleman of his acquaintance who was worshiping Adolf Hitler because this gentleman was making good money on the black market thanks to the activities of Hitler. So Prabhupada said he was worshiping Adolf Hitler. Prabhupada illustrated, Jaya Hitler, Jaya Hitler. So, Daitya Dhanava Vandita. They were worshipped by the demons and the demonic, yes, demonic people. That we see also, that people who are drug addicts and low-class, third-grade men are worshipped by similar low-class, third-grade men. Svavid Varanos Trikurai Samskuta. Pashu, men who are like animals, are worshipped by similar men like animals. Hato Hiranyakashipur Harina Singha Rupina Hiranyaksho Tarotare Vibrata Shokaram Papu. Appearing as Nrisimhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, killed Hiranyakashipu. When the Lord delivered the planet Earth, which had fallen in the Garbhoda ocean, Hiranyaksha tried to hinder him, and then the Lord, as Varaha, killed Hiranyaksha. Well, these were very fortunate demons. They got to fight with Krishna and were killed by the Lord. Three different times. Hiranyakashipu putram prahladam keshava priyam jikhamshur akaron nana yatana mrityu etave. Desiring to kill his son, Prahlad, who was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu tortured him in many ways. So here, Prahlad is known as Hiranyakashipu Putra, the son of Hiranyakashipu. But although he was Hiranyakashipu Putra, he was also Keshava Priya, very dear to the personality of Godhead. That means the Lord is indifferent to one's birth. Even if one is, what is that, Striya Shudra Tata Vaisha, Deviyanti Puramitin. Wherever one comes from, it's okay. He can go back to Godhead because the Lord doesn't consider that here is Shudra, someone born in a Shudra family, someone's Papa Yoni, someone's American, someone's this, that. Tepianti Paramita. The Lord is very kind. So, Prabhada, the qualification is to be a devotee of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a pure devotee, was very dear to Krishna. Aham sacha mama priyaha. Sounds like some chakra. Yeah, priyo hi gyanino charitam. Aham sacha mama priyaha. Four kinds of pious persons come to the Lord. And of them, the best are those who are looking for knowledge. And the Lord says,
very dear to me.
I'm dear to them, priyo vijnani anuradhartham.
Aham sacha mama priya.
They're dear to me and I'm dear to them. Yatana mrityuhetave, nana yatana mrityuhetave. The Hiranyakashipu tried in so many ways to kill Prahlad, but he was unsuccessful. Prabhupada used to quote that whom Krishna wants to kill, no one can protect, and whom Krishna wants to protect, no one can kill. So Prahlad was protected.
Tam sarva bhutatma bhutam prashantam samadarshanam bhagavat tejasas prishtam na shakno tantam ujjamaihi.
The Lord, the super soul of all living entities, is sober and peaceful and equal to everyone. Since the great devotee Prabhupada was protected by the Lord's potency, Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him. In spite of endeavoring to do so in various ways. Purport. In this verse, the word sarva-bhutatma, bhutam, is very significant. Isra sarva-bhutanam mitte serjanam tishtati. The Lord is equally situated in the core of everyone's heart. Thus, he cannot be envious of anyone or friendly to anyone. For him, everyone is the same. Although he is sometimes seen to punish someone, this is exactly like a father's punishing his child for the child's welfare. The Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of the Lord's equality. Therefore, the Lord is described as prashantam samadarshanam. Although the Lord has to execute his will properly, he is equipoised in all circumstances. He is equally disposed toward everyone. Samoma sarvabhuteshu ame dvesyostina priya. The Lord says, I'm equal to everyone. No one's my friend, no one's my enemy. Ye vijati tu mahapatya maite teshu chapya. But still I'm partial to my devotees. Do I reciprocate with everyone? Those who are approaching me with love, I give love. Those who are approaching me with enmity, get an inimical response. Not because I'm their enemy, but because they've approached me that way. That's what they get. The impersonals get absorbed into the effulgence of your Lord. And the Lord reciprocates with everyone. Okay, maybe we'll stop there and see what kind of questions there might be.
This in carrying the story further after these three births is demons. Good birth as Jagai Mata, right?
After these three births as demons, they went back to their posts in the spiritual world as Jaya and Vijaya. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, it seems they again appears Jagai Mata, or one of those, you know, partial manifestations or expansions of where those things go.
So they came from Vaikuntha to Jagannatha, more or less.
That would be the place. Yes?
When they went back to, as a, the, or they went
couldn't hear you.
Jagai Nalaga Krishna Prem, so?
Jagai Nalaga Krishna Prem, so they went back as the Jaya Vijaya.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, there's Vaikuntha is a very interesting place. It seems that people get to go to different places at once. So we hear that there are devotees who are both in Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. So somehow or other, these things are managed. Otherwise, if they just get Krishna Prem and go dancing with Lord Gauranga, then the doors to Vaikuntha would be unguarded. So that doesn't happen.
Verses in the last page.
Gotta speak up. Gotta speak up.
Verses have talked about how the eternal associates are not affected by the curses and so forth. And then there's some descriptions of great devotees like Narada who attained a spiritual form. But there seems it seems like there must be some difference between, say, Narada's spiritual form and Krishna's. But I don't know what it would be.
Must be a difference between...
I mean, Krishna can do things that nobody else can do. Krishna has such a Ananda Vigraha.
So does everybody else in the spiritual world. They all have such a Ananda Vigraha.
Is there any difference between their body and Krishna's other than just some marks?
They're small. Their capability is small compared to that of Krishna. Their servant's constitution and the Lord's constitution of the master. Otherwise, they can do some of this fancy stuff by expanding into more forms than one. When Krishna was visiting Mithila province, he was invited, he got two sets of invitations. That happens all the time, you know, everybody said, please come to our house, take this out of our house, please come. So Krishna was traveling with a batch of sages, and that happened. He got two invitations, one from Mahalashtram, the king, and the other from Shrikadev, a poor Brahmin. But because they were both pure devotees, the Lord accepted both invitations. And because he's the personality of Godhead, the management wasn't difficult. He just expanded into two forms and went to both places. And it's mentioned that the sages who were traveling with the Lord did the same thing. So there were two sets of sages and they went to the two destinations. And that's all possible by Krishna's mercy. Something else. Yes.
So the partial lesson from this is that in any position as a devotee, one should not prejudice themselves by their opinion of who this other person may be that's approaching them.
One has to be very careful about Vaishnava apparatus. Or even sage apparatus. Or anyone apparatus. But especially Vaishnava apparatus. Here the sages, the Jayanija, even though they were in Vaikuntha, they were not immune to the effects of Vaishnava. But we see this childish mentality in the material world quite abundantly. People who are supposed to be Vaishnavas get on the internet and write childish things that are foolish, things that are not, that don't even make sense, things that are not true, things that are just products of their own passions or their own ignorance. They get on the internet and write all this stuff and commit offenses, and then imagine that there wouldn't be an effect. But there was an effect even for Jayan Vijay. Merciful sages in this age, they would, with the power to curse, they could curse people with maledictions like, for three births we won't be able to access your Facebook account. Yes.
So therefore then in our positions, Vaishnava derived reactions to that is apparently doled out in accordance to your position. It's like Jayan Vijaya, your position is very high and elevated. Therefore, the reaction seems to be very profound, whereas we don't seem to suffer so much in Kali Yuga, living in our little temple communities, etc. We need to know
or do. It's not that unless you're a big shot, if you're a big shot, Vaishnava Aparadhas will act strongly, and if you're a small guy, they won't. Vaishnava Aparadhas are corrosive to everyone's devotion service. Anything else?
We meet many people and our thoughts are not supposed to be, we sometimes offensive to them to get our work done. So what kind of, is there any reactions for that in practicing devotee?
We sometimes do what with them?
When we work with other people, not devotees, we have to act in a certain way to get our work done, like in a workplace, or meeting with other people. We have to be a little bit shrewd and cunning.
That's required. One should be careful about bringing that home and being shrewd and kind of the Vaishnavas. That's not very good. Jai Prabhupada Jai.